I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Last year, drought brought on by El Nino caused crops to fail in areas of impoverished Haiti. Jeff Bozhart, board member of Farms International, says their microloans program in Haiti helped people get back on their feet.
One of our volunteers in the Central Plateau was telling us, he said, these farm loans and the small businesses that these people have actually have been the difference for some of the holders who are older, who are widows. They have meant the difference between life and death, literally, for some of these families because their crops failed and their small businesses were the only things keeping them going.
These interest-free microloans help Christians establish a sustainable income, and because the loan holder agrees to tithe from the profit they make, they're also supporting local church outreach. If you'd like to support the program, you can head to missionnews.org. And last Saturday, November 19th, was the Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Momentum Conference. The event took place in Oakville, Canada, and featured several speakers and representatives of the persecuted church around the world. One of the conference speakers was Basma Dabur Jabala. The topic she spoke on was dear to her heart.
The workshop I'm involved with is how to help my brothers and sisters see Muslims as an opportunity, not as a threat, and love them the way that Jesus would. I think it's an invitation to examine our hearts and say, God, I'm willing. I don't have enough knowledge, but I know that you know everything and I know that you love the Muslims. So would you help me to love them today the way that you love them?
And you can read the full story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener supported thanks to people like you. You can join us here on Facebook, LinkedIn, or podcast us on TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.